Hola, amigas. I am back. Again, my name is Maureen, and I am excited to be doing these things. It looks like a lot of you prefer to listen to a podcast rather than reading. So to all of you lazy readers, here we go. Today, I want us to talk a little bit about 1 Corinthians 10, verses 12 and 13. I've been reading the book of Corinthians for this month, and it has been so challenging how Paul writes to the church in Corinth, and I was very challenged by the word in chapter 10, so I wanted to go ahead and share it with you. This is also an excerpt of what I published on my blog on blogging.thebrazzavolashop.com that will be changed soon, actually. I am working on my website called maureenaguilar.com. It has it goes a little bit more with what I want to do and what is coming forth to that site. So stay tuned for all the changes that are coming up and the new stuff coming. So I am very encouraged, very in creative mode. And though I have taken a hiatus in with work and starting very soon, I feel that I'm still so pumped that I want to keep going. So, but anyways, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13 says, "If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure." I proceeded to look up the definition of the word temptation, and it says that the dictionary defines it as a desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. A couple synonyms for temptations are desire, urge, itch, impulse, and inclination. Now, we all know that we cannot escape from temptation. Not even Jesus himself was able to flee from it. This is also proof that Jesus was 100% man. And it is also part of our human nature to have that itch and that urge and impulse and inclination to sin and to therefore be tempted. But Paul tells the church in Corinth that even though they've been tempted, number one, God is faithful, and the temptations they might be going through will not be more than one can withstand. Now, it is so important to see that there is hope in this verse. We can have the urge of sin and temptation, but it is not going to be too much of a temptation that we will not be able to withstand it. We should have the urge and the awareness of our sinful nature, our selfish desires, and how these must be submitted to the authority of God. And this has to be a continuous process, because even though we have repented, even though we've accepted Jesus in our hearts, even though we are continuously seeking for to fellowship with the body of Christ, there's still that desire of sin that is awful, haunting us and is following us. So it is because we submit these to the authority of God that we are able to endure. Now, I tend to blame everything on the enemy. I tend to blame Satan for everything. Now, please tell me that I'm not the only one. I tend to give up and say this is not from God, because I just cannot fathom that a God that is loving and that is a father and is called a father to me could allow the pain, brokenness, and all of those feelings of defeat that drown my mind when I go through rough times. But to be honest, it is when I've been through the wilderness of life that God has confirmed his perfect will for me and my family. It is when I go through temptation that I have become aware of my wrongdoings, number one, and also, number two, that I've seen how perfect the love of God is. And when I see the Holy Spirit just reeling me back to the loving arms of the Father. Now, ladies, don't let the enemy engrave in you that you are such a sinner that you'll never be forgiven. This is a conversation that I've had with so many women and so many young girls and so many people in my life, because the enemy tends to just plant the seed of guilt and unforgiveness, and the seed of you are so bad, you've done so wrong, you've sinned so much that you are not deserving of a loving father like God. We are sometimes reminded by the enemy that we are so unworthy, that we are damned. The enemy tends to remind you that your present temptation, sinful life, and flaws have become your identity. It's almost like putting this coat on and just wearing it and flaunting it, because we're so afraid to become free. Don't let the generational sins that have been dragging your family captive keep you bonded forever. Don't let those words, you're just like your father, you're just like your mother, when it comes to those things that, you know, that show some of those weaknesses or things that we do in the past, things that we do or the ways that we behave. Don't dwell on those things. There have been so many misconceptions that we as women have believed to be true for years, and we have completely submitted those to those lies. And it is in Scripture that we will endure. It is in Scripture that we are going to face trials, that we're going to be tempted, but we are going to endure. We have been called to live a free life, one where we can live according to our calling, a life where we can make mistakes, we may fall, but we're going to get up. Not because we are mighty and powerful women and that we can do everything with our own strengths, but because we are mighty and powerful with God. Beautiful gems, let me quote 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 22. Run from temptations that capture young people. Always do the right thing. Be faithful, loving, and easy to get along with. Worship with people whose hearts are pure. Stay away from stupid and senseless arguments. These only lead to trouble. Now, let's run from whatever is keeping us from living the best life. If it's relationships, I've already said it before, and if you've read my other podcasts, you might remember, get the gunk out of your life and be made new, girl. Like, start your journey of healing and start your journey of being the best you. If it's addiction, if it's alcohol, if it's sex, or anything that only satisfies your worldly desires, flee and run. Submit them all to the obedience of God, because you are not meant to be bonded. You are not meant to be surrounded by fear, by this unworldliness. You are not meant to live in captivity. You are meant to be free, free from sin. Free from those fun things that sound fun and only satisfy my and our pleasures, but they don't allow us to live a fruitful life in God. Now, I heard this quote and I just loved it so much. I wrote it down and I've been meaning to share it with you guys. And it says, sin is fun, but there is a high price to pay when we sin and refuse to repent. We are not exempt from sinning, but we are given the chance to just repent and just say no to that sin, so we can be made new, so we can live according to the purpose that God has for us. Now and one of the things that we have to know is that you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a leader in church. You don't have to be a Christian singer. You don't have to be an influencer. You don't have to be a person that is going to influence other people to become the best version of themselves. You can just be you. You can just be you wherever you are. It's when I was just Maureen, a raw, naked, broken, bitter, angry person that I decided to give my life to Jesus and say, I need to be made new. You can do it. We can do it. God wants to restore and make you new. God didn't call you to be a slave. His wildest dream is to see us rejoicing in the life, in the time of our life, as we become who we were called to be. Now, girl, you can do it. Stand up tall, look at yourself in the mirror and declare that you are free. Free to be the best version of yourself, free to be happy, free to deserve happiness, free to be loved, free to be treasured, free to be cherished, free to be forgiven, free to be you. Free to be you. You can do it.